It's episode 5. The girls are getting together, so the gossip is coming together. Stay tuned. We're talking about Ronnie, the party, the twins, Eva's backpedaling. Tune in.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We're putting live from the north side of the city.
I love this song.
You fuck my bitch, I'ma keep it player. I just want you to know we the Navy SEALs. We're gonna strike your whole motherfucking platoon, nigga.
I feel it. Gang.
That's what I'm talking about.
Josh, turn it up.
Listen to wow. It gives you good lyrics, baby.
All right, turn it down.
We went a little too Atlanta.
It is Sunday. Welcome to the Real Housewives of Atlanta After Show for AfterBuzz TV. I am your host, Hollywood. Hollywood Leon, and I'm here with my fabulous group of panel women.
It's your grandma's conversation piece. I'm here. Took a week off, you know, but I'm back.
I can hear somebody breathing.
Who's breathing?
I don't know.
Not me. What's up, guys? It's your girl, Drew Jones. Why am I yelling? I'm just really excited about this episode.
I know, we're all excited.
What's up, party people? And I don't know, maybe I'm breathing. But I'm
I hear
girl,
it too now.
Erica Edwards.
Are y'all breathing hard? Because y'all.
I think
like,
it's you.
Just keep on breathing, said Ariana Grande.
I was talking when he said someone's breathing.
So we were all having a discussion, Meek Mills or Ariana Grande. We couldn't decide on the song. We decided to go Ratchet.
Yes.
I hope you guys liked the little dance that we did.
Ariana will be next week.
No.
Passing on it.
We're passing on it. Well, let's talk about Real Housewives of Atlanta. It was a really, really good show. I knew there was something up. I think it's your mic, babe. We're opening up with the Lovebirds, Portia and Dennis. We have a lot to talk about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to really get into their herstory, his herstory. You know, the tattoos is just really predominant. Candy, this is like the only thing she's got going on. So,
good Lord.
We're going to be talking about this a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, should a person get a tattoo of everybody they fall for? And I feel like tattoos are a curse. It is a curse,
like getting your own reality show, I think.
Yeah.
But we're going to really dive into it. We have a lot to talk about, a loaded news and gossip section. I am finally going to really premiere the tweet segment that I've been doing for the past year, but now we're going to do it for Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Praise God.
So what it is we just talk about the best tweets of the episode, and we feature them. If you want your tweet featured on our show, make sure to tweet me at Hollywood Leon or any of the girls, hashtag AfterBuzzTV, and we will feature your tweets or the shadiest tweets. You never know. So just keep it coming. If you're joining us in the live chat, welcome. If you're listening to us on iTunes, hi.
What's up?
Let's get into it. Portia and Dennis. So Portia went on and tatted herself, not telling anybody. She said she was going to go get some groceries, and she went and she got a matching tattoo, her choice. And mom is now hearing the wedding bells as well. I feel like she was kind of easy to convince.
Yeah.
Mom, she tried to play hardball for like a quick second, but it just did not work.
I don't know. I think because Portia's been divorced, her mom really wants to see her back into a relationship, and she's just like, oh, he's tattooing his name. He's buying you Rolexes. He's buying you necklaces. Oh, yeah, he's the one for you. And it doesn't necessarily mean that she got to know Dennis, because I don't feel like she asked him any real hard questions at all.
I just think she sees how happy Portia is and how, like, I feel like Portia's in a very good place mentally. And I think a mom recognizes that, and, you know, you just want to see your kids happy.
But you got to ask the questions, because you can get in that delusional, happy, love, drunk stage, and you don't see what really is going on.
But I also think Portia's mom recognizes that Portia's a grown woman, and, like, because I always get weirded out, like, with last week with Dennis's mom, when parents are overbearing with their adult children, because it's not like Portia's in her 20s. She's in her well into her 30s. So I think Miss Diane, like, knows her boundaries. She sees Portia's happy. There's not any red flags really for her. So she's like, cool.
I think she's like Marlo. She's impressed by the gifts.
Exactly.
I know.
And I feel like a mom.
Marlo is so funny with that.
I love it.
The mom of a daughter.
Yeah.
is more inclined to push her daughter out, because I feel like the first relationship she was in with Cordell, she said it was controlling. Her mom didn't have a problem with that either.
That was really interesting. Such a good flashback. You know what I mean? Right. It was really interesting. Bravo loved showing that flashback in the limo with the whole stripping thing. Mm-hmm. They love showing that montage.
Every season.
But this was different. Like, we showed that basketball scene, which I had kind of forgotten about. Mm-hmm. So it was interesting to let us know. There's a lot of history. And it also reminded us that Portia's been on for 6 years. So I just, this was a really interesting episode. So make sure to stay tuned. We have a lot to talk about, but something that really, really just warmed my heart. It was nice to see the girls all get together for lunch. It wasn't, you know, the best of friends getting together, but it was nice to see them all interacting. It was nice to see Marlo being nice, mm-hmm. even though she was being shady and catty. I liked what she was saying. Totally agreed with it. And I didn't even notice that Cynthia had became a lesbian until, you know, she's...
She was very curious last season.
Yeah, well, definitely she was vocal about it, but she was mostly vocal about it at the reunion while wearing a gown. But then all of a sudden she just started actually dressing very tomboy. I had not even noticed until they played the montage. And I was like, oh my God.
She always had a man. She had the Will, and then she had this other guy.
Wait,
she
how did you not notice when she was 50 Cent? Well, obviously, the best looking man ever.
Oh, are you kidding me? I thought she was so hot. I would have kissed up on Cynthia that night.
She was so... But I didn't realize wearing... Because listen, Cynthia and I dress very similar when it comes to comfort clothes. So I'm like... Is this a new
thing? I think it is comfort clothes and not so much tomboy. Exactly. You're right.
Her
right.
job is a model, and she dresses up on
also
the runway.
Also, my job is today. Okay.
She's not doing that much
it's
anymore.
Also,
like, come
a
on.
Side note, people in there, to my knowledge, it's feminine, even a word. She was like, oh, she looks so feminine. I was like, I don't think that's a word. I think you meant feminine, Marlo. I love you, girl, but just telling you, work on your English book.
Definitely Femmermine. Not a word.
That's another one. I'm just kidding. Everyone is dressed up, and Marlo pointed out that, the tomboy thing is slowly dissipating.
Okay, wait, I want to say this, because you're talking about the dressing up.
Yeah.
Why was she wearing a disco ball in the middle of the day?
I loved
it. It was
too bright for lunch.
Like, I was like, turn the lights down. I can't see the episode.
If I'm not mistaken, this is probably like the fourth housewife wearing like this colored sequin dress that Gina wore at her reunion for Real Housewives of Orange County. Candy wore it on Watch What Happens Live.
That's a reunion.
That's the same dress.
It's a very similar.
But it's lunchtime, Lynn. That's my only issue with it. Like, I'm not saying it's not too bright. I think it's too bright for the middle of the day.
I actually didn't like it on the reunion because I was like, that's a nighttime outfit.
Right, exactly. That's my point. This is like lunch. We're shopping to have tacos or Thai food or whatever they were eating. Yeah. And I was like,
but we don't know what time it was. It could have been like 5 o'clock.
They were getting ready to go
happy
shopping.
Hour.
It was like during the day.
You know what? Usually I would have been like, yeah, it is over the top. But for some reason, I just was okay with it. Yeah. Yeah, it was not.
Marlo's personality, but I was like, I need.
Maybe I was blinded by like the funny jokes because she was making me laugh today.
She was hilarious. I did love her.
Sometimes you need an outfit that can transition from the day to the night.
That's not it.
An all-purpose dress. All right. Well, we're gonna move on. Cynthia said her freak number is going up. So what is it at? A 0.5 now? It was really funny that Candy just really let it out and was like, Peter said that was a zero that you were
which
putting
out.
Which
he did for many years.
So well, she got married anyway. So.
It was really interesting. They all just, you know, brought up Portia again because this is Candy's main thing right now. Every time that we're seeing Candy on screen, she's bringing up Portia. And no, I'm not a Candy hater. I absolutely love Candy. I think she's a great businesswoman. And I want to meet her.
How does Candy know all the freaks?
Because she's a freak. She has bedroom candy, you know? But this is why it's really interesting. They all collectively decided not to tattle on Dennis. We've all heard the storyline. We don't need to talk about it a million times. But they all decided that they were not going to talk to Portia about it. So it was really interesting that later we get to see, obviously, Nene did run and tell her. If you felt that feeling from the beginning, I would have been like, Nene, make sure you don't say anything since you're the one bringing it up.
So did Candy ever say to the group, don't tell Portia this?
No, but they all kind of talked about it.
They said, that was what was so crazy. NeNe was the one who said, made the decision. Exactly. We're not going to tell her. And then she told. And then I was totally confused because in the like confessional, she was still acting like she hadn't told.
She
and
lied to the producer.
I was like, well, Portia soon, you did. So right. The whole editing was weird. But NeNe was the one. Because basically, I think Candy was right.
I'm not mad at it, though. I'm not mad at it.
We've been talking for 2 weeks. I can't bring it to her. What do you guys think I should do? I thought that was fair.
But this is my problem, because Candy's like, I don't have the place. I don't have the place. But for some reason, you feel like you have the place to go and tell everybody else Portia's business.
Yeah.
So it's like, you clearly think you have some sort of place.
Yeah, I'm not mad that NeNe told. I'm glad she did. Yeah. I'm just pointing out that she's usually like the one that's like, I told what I said, Mm-hmm. But instead, she was like, we're not going to tell anybody.
Do you think it was genuine, though? Because what Candy's saying is like, oh, he got tattoo on every girl he meet. The last three girls I know.
Who's genuine? NeNe?
No, Candy.
Oh,
no.
Oh, no. This is clearly like her storyline.
It's clearly her storyline, but I do honestly feel like she heard it because she grew up, like she said, she grew up in Atlanta.
I totally think it's true. Same,
because I think like I'm from Chicago and we discussed this before. When you get to a certain fame, money status, that circle is small. So if you've been in Atlanta forever, Dennis has been there forever, obviously, I totally believe he hooked up with some of her friends.
I totally believe it too.
And I think honestly, the whole thing is Portia's been acting like she's been with Dennis for how long? That whole, the time frame, maybe Portia doesn't care, but there is clearly probably an overlap.
People date other people when they're dating. Like, right. I know it's kind of like weird to accept. Just because you had one date with a really, just because you went on a date on Friday night and you had a fantastic time, doesn't mean that at the beginning of that week, he didn't make a date for Friday with you and then Saturday with someone else just to see how it's going to go. You know what I mean? Just because you're doing good with someone, week one, week two, week three, you don't know. Especially when you're like a third dimension in adult world where you're like past the first marriage, you're like in divorce kind of thing. People aren't trying to get serious really fast. So it's really interesting. There's a little oxymoronish in here.
You're single till you're married. That's...
Or until you talk about it, you're like, I don't want to see anybody but you.
Exactly.
I don't want to do anybody but you. Mm-hmm. And I don't want you to do anybody but me.
Exactly. Until we have that conversation, you're free to date other people and I'm free to date other people. And
exactly.
As long as there's like a respect there.
I agree with you. However, I feel like Portia is a bit defensive and I don't want to know. Like, if I want to know that you're sitting here like, ooh, I'm all about you. I got you tattooed on my heart, boo. And I'm also still hooking up with my booty call. I would want to know
that. Hold up, though. You just said something that triggered my memory. I wouldn't want to know. She said that before. I feel like she said that last season.
Yeah, Portia wants to be like blissfully ignorant.
Yes, she said
the one who said she didn't want to know.
Yeah, she said that last season. Mm. So you know what? Yeah. So I don't. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she also said on the show that she saw a name on him, and she might have like.
She said she saw a bunch of names. She didn't know what to think of it. Right.
Here's the thing, though. I feel like people act like Portia is stupid. She's not. She's not dumb. So I.
She might play dumb.
She might play dumb, but she's not dumb. So I know for a fact that she knows, like, what's up. She's choosing to not care. Therefore, seeing as the relationship between her and Dennis only pertains to her and Dennis, everyone else needs to leave it alone. And as far as the whole, you know, small circle thing, because I used to be in the circles in Atlanta and whatnot, and you end up dating people who have dated people you know. There are plenty of things I've heard about other people, but it's not my business to say, so I keep it to myself.
And you know what was really interesting? I'm surprised Bravo didn't even do like a little montage flashback. NeNe going, I don't like to get into people's business. Flashback to, he's a con artist. You know what I mean? Like, Bravo, where are you at? Yeah. And you're welcome. Like, you missed that one. So let's move on. Eva is wedding dress shopping with her mom, and who is very opinionated, and she's living vicariously, supposedly, through Eva. I don't know if that was what was really happening. It seemed like she just really wanted it, really just wanted to be in control. It was more about that to me. Mm-hmm. But that's what it's happening right now. I feel like Eva was being a good sport about it, but it gets old. It gets old, and nobody wants someone that opinionated around, especially when it's about you. You're like, at some point, you got to be like, you know what? If I want your opinion, I'm going to ask for it.
Right. Now, there are, like, multiple things. Like, my mom always said the reception is the wedding's for you, the reception is for everybody.
Totally agree.
And so I understand if her mom was like putting in her two cents as far as like certain things with the reception. But I think your wedding dress is something that's so personal and something that's making you feel your most beautiful. So I don't care what everyone else's opinion is of how I feel about myself.
Totally agree.
Well, I feel like if the mom's going to put in two cents, she needs to put in some real money into the situation because Eva's paying for this.
2 cents, literally.
Right. She's paying for this. Her husband, I guess, is paying for this as well. So,
we'll talk about the reception part in just like a quick second. I just want to talk about the dress part. Do we agree with like her being so?
No.
You know what was crazy about it is that I actually liked every single dress that came out. I didn't like think one of them was actually the one that the mom didn't like, that white overlay. I didn't like that one, but the first three were hot. Erica, whatever.
No, they were cool, but like I was kind of there with the mama. Like everyone where she, especially the ones where she was like, oh no, they were cute little white dresses. The first two where it was like the ballroom gown and stuff.
I love the first two.
I thought the mom, and the mom liked them too, but the ones where she was
crazy
like,
about them though.
You're not going to pick the
one where
the
she was
two.
Like, the one where she was like, no, like the one where it was like all down, split down to her navel and stuff. Like, where are you getting married at? Yeah. And, yeah, there were a couple where the mom
or the
was
covered up with that white sheer. It was just not cute. And like these little two doves right here. Like,
yeah, there were a couple where the mom was like, no. And I was like, listen to your mama, girl.
Right. But like, here's the thing. Again, the dress is about you. It's not about anybody else. And I think that I'm addicted to say yes to the dress. And one of the most heartbreaking things about that show is when you see a bride that's so excited about a dress she wears. And then someone comes and just like rains on her parade.
Well, that's why you have people that work there that have to step in and intervene. Sometimes we name those people champions, mm-hmm. and sometimes they get voted MVP. Yes. I'm voting MVP for the sales girl who happened to be wearing a hijab.
Yeah,
she definitely should be MVP because I mean she's used to this. You come in this industry, in the wedding gown industry. I'm sure she's seen other mothers come in and try to take over. So she knew what to do and kind of like, hey, girl.
But she played her part right.
Right dress. I'll bring out the right dress for you. Just tell me when to go. And so I think that's why she should be the MVP.
I like her.
Yeah, she did because as soon as we got in, the mother was like, "Ooh, I want to see you in a dress." Has some sleeves, and I saw no sleeve. Like the whole time, I was like, "When are we gonna do a sleeve?" But the mother didn't notice, so it's all good. Because I was like, "You know, we see it a little bit too much from the back, but it's fine. It was very cute."
Can we play "We Are the Champions," Josh, for our MVP and Drew?
I mean, I agree with you guys. I think
she's representing herself 100%, and I like to see this diversity on the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
I know,
it's nice to see a Muslim woman in there
in the South, in the dirty South.
Let's do it. I'm all about it.
Y'all need to go to Atlanta because it is very diverse in Atlanta. We all down there chilling,
right? I'm not saying it's not diverse.
Buy us a plane ticket. Invite us down. Can we go eat at your mom's house?
My mama doesn't live. I went to college there.
Oh, who lives in Atlanta? Can we go eat at someone's house?
We can go stay at my brother's.
Well, and you know what? We can just go to LG. OLG. Exactly. We're coming down. Mm-hmm. We're going to come down.
Exactly.
So we know about Atlanta, College Park, Decatur.
And it's nice to see that Bravo actually shows the diversity.
Yes.
That's very really true.
So that's why we voted for MVP. Let's move on to the second part of this Eva mom thing because I want to just get this out of the way. Just because we're going to bring it up later in our tweet section, so make sure to stay tuned. But for now, they end up arguing about some extra wedding guests, and here's the part that I don't like, and here's what I'm going to say about it. I feel like they were just playing the part in this reality television kind of scheme. It didn't seem like that big of a damn deal to me to fight about, to cry about. He is inviting 146 people. You're inviting 40 because that's everyone you know, supposedly. What's four or five more people that your mom wants to invite?
Well, her mom did.
Since you got it like that, since he's got it like that. Like, I know it's a headache, like you said, but you're inviting over 200 people. What's five more people?
Well, first, her mom didn't specify how many people. She was just like, I have more people I want to invite. She didn't.
I feel like she said four or five.
She said that after Eva pressed into and asked her, but when she initially.
Still a number.
Yeah, after the fact. But
so four or five is not that big.
But I'm saying what made Eva upset is her mom came in like, I have people I want to invite and this and that. And it's Eva's wedding and she's paying for it. So, like she said, it's expensive. I'm having whatever she steak or totally. Crab or whatever. Yeah. It's expensive.
But there's a couple things that factor into it. One, reminder, Eva had a baby not that long ago. Hormones are still crazy. My sister, my nephew's only 6 months old, and she'll still randomly start crying about stuff because, like, she just still has mad hormones going on. On top of that, she just spent a whole day where her mom was raining on her parade as far as wedding. It just, like, it gets to be a lot. You're just like, damn, what, like...
You know what? That kind of makes sense because it just felt really scripted to me. It didn't feel like that big of a deal to me. Erica, chime in.
I'm sorry. I see your point as far as postpartum or whatever, but, yeah, like, I don't get
whatever.
I don't... No, here's my issue with it. Not that I... Because, you know, I have a friend, comedian. She does, like, a documentary on postpartum, so I totally support it. However... Like you said, she didn't cry in these tears when her mom was like, basically, the dress you love is ugly. And now the fact that she's crying over these people, it just seems
I don't think that's what it
was. Seems scripted to me.
Thank you. That's what it seemed like to me, too.
I feel like
that's why the mama was still eating. I feel like that's why her
and the producer were talking in the bathroom, and I feel like the producer was like, "Well, we tried, you know, we tried to get a good scene with her," and she was like, "She just doesn't get it how she's really affecting me," and she was like, "Well, your mom won't talk about it, so just get back out there."
Exactly. This is the thing. I feel like they're not listening to Eva because her mom is trying to invite these people that.
They're not listening to Eva. That's why she's crying. She's
exactly,
frustrated.
They're not close to Eva. You see what I'm saying? Like, these people just want to be involved in a
celebrity
wedding. You know what I mean? And her mom is just...
But, like Eva said, her mom is the most important person. So, at the end of the day, it's going to happen. Like she said, not going to have this conversation. She's just going to... They're just going to get invited. Isn't that what she was basically saying?
Yeah, and I agree with you totally, Lan. It seemed a little scripted and edited. I'm like, are we missing something? Why is she crying?
Then she
got over it so quick. It just seemed a little fake.
I just feel like she hit her breaking point. She had a moment.
She talked to the producer. She went back and had some.
Okay, well, listen, because I work in reality TV, so I deal with homegirls like Eva on the daily. And I'm saying, like, I think she had a moment. She probably... Just because we saw 2 seconds of it doesn't mean it lasted 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's why she's on the show, because she cry at the drop of a hat. Yeah. She's emotional. She's dramatic. That's why she's a cast member.
Yes, but we're not buying it.
But the mom is not a cast member.
Exactly. That's what I was just about to say. The moms, I feel like, the family members, they keep it a little too real more so than the cast members who are faking it.
Yeah, and she's like, I am not engaging in this dramatic fight that you're trying to have with me on TV. This is so forced and scripted. I'm sorry.
And I loved her mom before. She was like, girl, you can cry if you want to, but this sounded good.
Exactly. You know what? She actually deserves honorable mention.
No.
And we will talk about her in the tweets. I'm not saying she got good tweets. A lot of people did not like her.
I just
her.
Thought she was so dismissive and disrespectful. Like, I get that that's her mom, but I just feel like that was... Your wedding is, like, the one thing that's, like, kind of about you. That you're
saying a mom was this.
I don't know. Yeah, I just feel like if she was dismissive. She was acting like a G in the confessional about it, like, setting it straight, I feel like she could have done that, and she didn't. So, if she's not going to do that, that means mama runs the house, and that's the way it's going to go.
She's not going to drag her mom on TV.
Well, she already tried earlier. She tried to have some sort of heated conversation with her.
She tried to have a come-to-Jesus moment.
Yes.
Well, it wasn't going to work. And speaking of, Ronnie and Shamari, they're pretty much coming to their little come-to-something moment. She reveals the struggle about the twins, which was actually really interesting. It gives her some depth. There's some health problems. They were preemies. So they deserve a huge birthday party because she didn't get a baby shower. She was on bed rest. This was really interesting to see this side of her. It humanizes her. We empathize with her. It's very important for new characters to have scenes like this because this is where we relate to them and we see ourselves in them. So she's playing her cards right so far. And she actually is playing her cards right because she's even pissing off her husband, which I like. So she wants to make it up. So she also reveals to Ronnie about the open relationship talk. And he does not seem very happy. He's playing with his nails and he's saying, not everything needs to be out there, y'all. Not everything needs to be everybody's business. And I totally agree with this. Let's talk about this quickly.
Okay, I totally disagree. Ronnie, here's a heads up. You're on reality TV. so you need a storyline, and that's what it was for that week. So I'm like, what did you think she's going to talk about? Like, I could
everything but like, that. Right? Everything but that.
He didn't think she was going to bring that up because it was one a few years ago.
No, dude, go back on tour. I don't know what to tell you, but this is what you signed up for. Get over it.
I just feel like a lot of people don't realize what they're getting into when they get on reality TV. A lot of people don't. They think that they're just interesting enough as they are. Mm-hmm. And so they don't realize that you have to get into some dirty laundry in order to make it interesting.
I feel like he was classy about it, though.
He was cool about it, but I'm like, dude, nah. Housewives have been on too long for you to act like you don't know what you get into.
That's true. That's true.
It's been on forever. Like, if you were, yeah, I mean, no.
And what's been on for a long time? AfterBuzz TV.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we produce after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows, from drama, reality, sci-fi, and more. There's no one that's working harder for y'all than us, but we need your guys' help. We're asking you to please subscribe to one or more of our channels. By doing so, we'll suggest you content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And don't even worry about those notifications, because you can turn them off if you don't like them. So hit the subscribe button, check out all of our other stuff. We're on a bunch of other shows that you guys can check out.
Please do.
Let us know that you guys did in the comments, and we'll shout you out on air. But for now, thank you guys so much for rocking with us and for making us the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes. Keep the comments coming while you're commenting about, you know what, I do not like what he said tonight. Just write also, I subscribed, and we'll shout you out.
Yes.
So
10,000 on a baby birthday party.
What's up?
10,000 on the baby's birthday party.
We're not there yet, but yes, you're right. NeNe's having the nutritionist over, and they're juicing and they're talking. And Greg is liking the green juice, but life always has a little wrench for you. They're recommending chemo. Mm. They called, and they're like, there is microscopic cells in there. We do recommend chemo. This is the next step. And he said, I'm going to call you back. We didn't dive too hard into this, into the episode, and we're not going to dive into it now because we know about it. We know what he's dealing with. We know what's going to happen. He doesn't want to do it. He wants to go more natural. We are seeing the repercussions of these kind of decisions play out in real time. Stay tuned for our news and gossip section, which is going to be fully loaded with why we're not really going into it tonight, because there's a lot happening right now, like right now.
Well, the vegan diet is, I think it's important because it can increase your sustainability. It can increase your
totally.
Health. Yeah, I don't think anything's wrong with it. And I have the chef there.
Are you a vegan?
Vegetarian.
Oh, I am neither, but I totally agree with that. And I really wish that I had the willpower to do something like that. And maybe I will one day. But yes, it's nice that NeNe is having the nutritionist over. It shows initiative and that she cares and she's trying her best. That's what we're seeing in this episode right now. We're going to move on only because we're going to come back to this and we're running out of time. So we really need to get through. DJ Eva, we're at the party. Convo said it best, $10,000 for this twins party. It's not a normal housewives party where stuff goes down and people fight. It's not a normal housewives party because housewives were barely there. Shamari threw this party and no one came. It was really sad. Only Marlo came, which is kind of like no one coming.
So why should grown women just come to be chilling at a baby party?
She's not just inviting you, though. She's saying, bring you. And if you have, like, a niece, bring your niece. Like, that's right. Why Marlo brought someone. She suggested to Portia to bring her niece because we all know Auntie Portia does exist. So we're talking about the Bailey Q at a party, which is crazy. Candy brought her kid. And we're talking about the Bailey Q. And since Candy is a new bone collector, she's talking about, why isn't Portia here? Didn't y'all go to high school? Stir it up. Always talking about Portia. Like, I'm not a Candy hater, but she really did talk about Portia in every single scene. Even if it didn't have to do with Dennis. She was like, why isn't Portia here? Didn't y'all go to high school? Isn't y'all supposed to be tight? Kind of.
That's that slick shade. You know how you get into it with somebody when y'all make up after and then you still kind of like.
Yeah. And she looked really pretty. She looked really pretty at the party. Like when she was giving those looks while Eva was backpedaling, I was dying. I was like, your makeup looks good. Drew, you're not feeling it, obviously.
No, I'm just saying it's not even slick, though. Like, I don't know. Candy always does this. I love Candy, don't get me wrong, but she always does this high and mighty thing. And it's like, no, girl, you're rolling around with the dogs and the fleas, too. So I don't know why you're acting like you're
what
better than
everyone.
What dog
she was rolling with? Todd?
Well, I mean, I agree that Candy is really using Portia for a storyline. However, the point is valid. I thought y'all went to high school together, and y'all knew each other, and she brought you into the show, basically. So why is she not
Did
here?
Did Portia bring Shamari?
But you know what? She was trying to act like they were really tight in the beginning of the first couple episodes. Boom, like an 808. Right. I'm making all these jokes like I know you. Yes, honey.
Yes. And we went to high school together. And they did go to high school, elementary school, all that stuff. And so
y'all
telling
me that there's not certain people that you used to rock with in high school that you kind
of
duck
with? No,
you go
like
back
I would not want to be on a show with some of the people I went to high school with.
Exactly. Right. But if I was, I would be fake and phony for the show and show up at their parties.
Exactly. Like I would still actually go and play my part. But you know what? Candy said that Eva actually implied the makeover thing because she's a new bone collector. She's laying it out there for the gauntlet to happen. And the players are showing up. You know, she got really defensive as soon as it really went down. So we start talking about it. Yeah. And then she's like, yeah, I can't believe she said that about me. Oh, hey, Eva. And natural as the world works, as soon as they started talking about Eva, Eva actually showed up. So I liked that Shamari did jump in and say, yeah, well, you know, I don't think I needed a makeover. And Marlo was completely disinterested the entire time in the conversation. If you notice her in the scene, go back and watch because it's seriously hysterical. Marlo is totally not even looking at them. She's on her phone. She's like looking at everything but the conversation until it gets to, yeah, I didn't need a makeover. And she looked at Eva and was like, kind of like, go ahead and answer. What you gonna say now, boo? Mm. So it was really
was
freaking
hilarious.
It was. I really like Marlo. She was cracking me up tonight. So it was really interesting. DJ Eva. Yeah, she totally was skirt.
Do we feel like Shamari needs a makeover?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
She is a little 90s. I'm not gonna, you know what it is? It's everything from here up is like okay, but it's always like she's wearing those like white denim jeans or something. It's never like modernized. I need her to step it up and be a little bit more chic.
Yeah, I mean, she has a great body, but her outfit choices were like,
it is
borderline.
Also season one. And Boo Boo, no one looks good season one.
Exactly.
Like, next season, you're going to be popping because you're going to see how you look on camera all the time. I know you've been on camera. I know you've done feature films. I know you've done music videos. But it's different. Reality TV, like, you're constantly on camera. There's no cutting. Like, they're going to get every angle. If you run away in a fight, they're going to get up close to you. They're going to come into the bathroom.
Yeah. And it's not the 90s.
Exactly. So saying. Let's get rid of the white denim jeans. I don't want to see them ever again. Only like if we're in the Hamptons, you know what I mean? So we're at the candy factory and Don Juan is there. And I told you guys that I was going to say something earlier that was going to shock you guys. I think Don Juan is kind of sexy.
Goodbye.
I mean, goodbye. Is he sexy?
You guys are looking at him like, oh, he's a shady queen. Shady queen all in the business. But if you look at it as like, you know, from my point of view, like if we're just like no housewives around, no cameras, he's just like, you know, two guys hanging out. I think he'd be a little bit different.
Okay, I'm not going to, you know, that's fine. We all have our choices. But so I'm not going to cut you. I won't cut you some slack on that. I think he's a fine-looking person. This is the first time in a long time I've actually seen him do any work. So here's a heads up. He did a calendar. Yay.
That's why I was like, ooh, I like this working man.
He's finally working. Because most of the time he's just gossiping. So
it's sweater weather.
You know he was gossiping too as well as working.
He was a multitasker.
So, right? Yes, he was telling all
the
tea.
This is the first time I've seen him actually do anything. And they still were like, you should call Carmen. I was like, yeah, because she actually works.
But Don Juan would so be like, you're just trying to get the candy. No! You know how he is. I love it, though. But it was nice. He just made me laugh. I like people that make me laugh.
I like him a lot. I just don't feel like he does anything.
He was like, ew, the candy and Todd making out, which was kind of funny. ATL is shook, let me tell you. Candy is shaking up this small, diverse town, Drew, because Portia is mad. It got back to her about this little lunch, and she was getting phone and text calls the entire time. Nene got caught up, so we want to know about this. So we get to this little dinner, and yeah, it was really interesting because Portia and Candy were the first ones to show up. They completely ignored it. I would have talked about it right there and then. I would have been like, girl, you know why we're here, right?
Right. Well, Portia just kept bringing up Dennis every comment she made. Dennis doesn't like this. Dennis doesn't like that. And that's Candy kind of picked up on it and just brought it up. And
well, so everybody picked up on it. But what was really interesting is just how Nene didn't own up to anything. And I'm not mad at it, but I just thought it was a very interesting choice. So that was it. Let's move on to our news and gossip because it is fully loaded. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Ooh. We still have a lot of things to do. TV
news. All right, you guys. So, the whole Nene and Greg thing. So, all right. So, in the shade room, I think earlier this week, it was Brother's Day or something. So, Greg posted this post that was like, oh, brothers, you know, laugh and live and love each other and I love you all and all this other stuff.
Positive Polly.
Positive Polly. And so, Nene responded to this. And she was like, well, you need to stop being all grouchy. And she'd actually tweeted before that.
What you preach.
Yeah, she was like, practice what you preach. And even before that, she was like, oh, you know, you need to stop. If I had cancer, I wouldn't be this grouchy. So it's been a lot of debates. It's all on the blogs. It's all on the YouTubers. Everyone is talking about how Nene is calling out Greg on social media. Because, like, everybody reaches out.
And people are like, he's just scared, Nene. He's just scared. And she's like, no, he was grouchy before the cancer. She's, like, really pissed and letting it out. What is happening?
Yes. And so it's kind of like it's a crazy thing. And I will say this. I saw this. One of the YouTubers I follow, Lovely T, shout out to her. She did a whole a video on this, and she clapped back and showed, like, season one or two when Nene, because I keep forgetting, Greg has all these older children that we do not see because they had this big fallout with Nene, like, years and years and years ago. And now that Greg is sick, you do have to wonder, like, are all of his older children, because they're not in the circle, it all comes down to Nene. And so, I mean, it's something to think about. Like, you know.
There's a lot there that we don't know about. And there's a lot there in general. And he's a 60-year-old man. He's had a full life. I'm sure it's none of it's been perfect. So
You know, so now it's like Nene is the only caregiver and it's coming down hard on her.
So everyone needs to chill on the comments. Like, oh, Greg. Like, relax. He's still a human being. Yes. Drew?
So, Nene literally posted this 2 hours ago. It was a photo of Portia and her, and it says, when you're a ride-or-die chick, hey, little sis, I got your back. Little sis, yeah, okay. Then throws big sis under the bus. What the F?
Can you pull up the photo?
I don't have the photos.
Never mind.
You guys can check it out on Nene's Instagram.
Ride or die for Portia.
Hashtag, don't bite the hand that feeds you. I'm out. Be loyal to somebody. Portia then said, so you text me and ask me a question, then make an assumption. Now you come on social media and blast me. You got me twisted. Nene then proceeds to say that she threw Phaedra under the bus and accuses Portia of throwing Phaedra under the bus. She said, Portia said Nene knows that it's editing. And they basically are going back.
All right, let's do one tweet.
Okay, and I will say this right quick too. Shamia had her baby this week. Shia, I don't know the rest of her name. She hasn't filed his name.
Mazel tov, Shamia.
Yes, congrats. And she has already 250,000 followers. And that's just the baby with her two posts. But good job, girl.
That's ridiculous. We're going to do one tweet, and it's Eva's mom. Let's pull it up right there. And it's if you are watching us on iTunes, it's basically this meme queen, and she's eating her dinner, and it says Eva's mom while she was crying. Hashtag Real Housewives of Atlanta, because she did not care. She didn't give zero. She didn't want to have nothing to do with this scripted Atlanta scene.
At least she gave zero Fs.
And that is our show.
Wait, before we go,
Convo, you're killing me.
No, before we go, we have to get into the shadiness that Ryan and Candy always have every time they come across each other. So Ronnie is always giving advice, like he's just like all end all be all. So he has $15 million net worth. And then I looked up Candy's net worth.
So you're coming in with the receipts is what she's doing.
Basically I had to Google it. So Candy is $35 million and more. So I just had to put it out there. Candy must know what she's doing.
Well, thank you for bringing in the facts. That is conversation. That's Facts with Conversation Piece. Make sure to check us out every Sunday night. I am your host, Hollywood Leanne. Make sure to check out the finale of HBO's Camping, which I'm featured on. Episode 2, HBO Camping. I'm an actor. I'm not covering the actor show. Make sure to check me out at Hollywood Leanne. And thank you so much for watching us.
All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's your girl, Miss Conversation Piece. Tweet me, Miss Convo Piece, or Instagram me, Conversation Piece.
And I'm Drew Jones. You can follow me on all the things at OKDrewJ.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards. You can follow me on all of my shows, social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in Dora Edwards.
Bye.
Peace out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.